iridine, different types of material, mercury, iridine, methylene, what I was trying to think of.
Okay. What about this stuff that's kind of a white, bitter tasting powder? People took it for malaria.
Quinine.
Quinine. Have you ever had to take any of that?
Yes, sir. Be back, you don't have to get.
Tastes pretty bad.
No, just as bitter as quinine.
That's an expression.
Yes.
Things being bitter. Okay. Talking about a patient who's sick, you might hear say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but the patient
died.
Okay. Is there any other word that you've heard to refer to a person's dying if they were maybe joking about it? They wouldn't say he died, he
passed away.
Passed away. Or have you ever heard anybody say he kicked the bucket?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard anybody say he croaked?
Yes, sir.
Meant to die? Okay. What about talking about this person who has died? You might hear somebody say, well, he's been dead a week, but nobody's yet figured out what he
died with.
Died with? Okay. What do you call
what killed him?
What killed him? Okay. What do you call the place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
Cemetery. Okay. Is there any
graveyard?
Would you call it anything different if it was if it were a private cemetery? Not a public one. Still just call it a cemetery?
I reckon so.
Okay. What do you call that box that people are buried in?
Well, call it a coffin or a casket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you call the ceremony that you have at the church? You're going to go to the
funeral.
The funeral? And if talking about the funeral, if a lot of people you see are dressed in black, you'd say that they are in
mourning.
In mourning. Okay. If somebody just asked you on an average day, how are you feeling? What would you say?
I'd say I feel fine.
Feel fine. Okay. Feeling pretty good.
Pretty good.
Something
yeah.
like that. Okay.
I ain't bad about complaining that. Sure enough, I'm feeling bad.
That's right. Okay. And if the children are out pretty late and your wife's getting a little excited, you might tell her, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't
worry.
Don't worry. Okay. If a person's getting older and his joints are stiff and they're starting to ache, you'd say that he's got a touch of what?
Rheumatism.
Anything else?
Well, that's about. There's many different names of, I mean, type of rheumatism. Yeah.
Maybe arthritis or
arthritis.
Something.
Arthritis. I got bursitis.
Is that right?
That's what the man told me the other day.
Is that painful?
It sure is. It's a calcium that forms in your joints, what caused it.
Yeah. Okay, this is a disease that you don't hear of much anymore, but used to kill a lot of children. They choked to death.
Typhoid fever.
Okay. They had, is that the same thing as diphtheria?
Well, the typhoid and the diphtheria is different. Uh-huh. The typhoid is what killed folks way back then.
Yeah.
But it didn't choke you to death. They just didn't have no cure way back then. Uh-huh. Folks had typhoid fever.
Uh-huh.
And diphtheria is what choked you to death.
What do you call that disease where a person's eyeballs and his skin turn yellow?
Got the malaria.
Is that it? Mm-hmm. Is that something like jaundice?
Yes, sir.